basically just fighting each other, and we're attacking the wrong people. And it goes to my next issue, which is more of a local, more personal issue for me. We also had a similar issue. And that issue is here in New York State last year. It did seem, it does seem like there were some irregularities in our election. There were some irregularities in our election. We think so. We can't be 100% sure, but we think so. So we're starting now to take a look and to see what's going on. The policy team that we have, the intel team that we have, is now taking the time to make that happen underneath the Sharp, Larry Sharp for Governor committee. We're actually starting now to ask to see some of the ballots. As many of you know already, there were several, and I mean over 100,000 voided slash blank ballots. Voided slash blank ballots. Over 100,000. With over 100,000 voided blank ballots, how does that look right now? How does that look when it's a gubernatorial election and over 100,000 people didn't vote for the governor? Really? Over 100,000 people didn't vote for the governor? Something's wrong there. Not just that. Some of the percentages look really weird, really bad. They don't look right for the areas that we're in. They don't look right. Not just that. We have counties who simply don't want to give us the information. They have to, and they're not. They're saying, we don't want to give the information. We don't want you to even look at the information. Not even look at it. It's public. We should be able to look at it. Absolutely. We should be able to look at it. They're saying, nope, no reason whatsoever. Don't bother looking at it whatsoever. You can't. We can't let this happen. We can't. We already have people from outside trying to sow seeds of problems and issues and concerns and discontent into our election already. Now we're gonna let our own local people do it too. We let our local people keep the same old thing, the left-right problems that are fighting each other. We're gonna let them keep doing it here in New York State? I'm saying no, we're not. We're gonna look into this. We're gonna make sure that we look into all of this and to see is this real or not. And let everybody see it. Right? What's wrong with seeing what the ballot data is? What's the problem with that? Why can't you see the ballots? What's wrong with that? Now, I know people are saying probably destroyed already. We've already sent letters saying, don't destroy them. Don't do it. You, if you're in New York State, you need to let your people know, don't do it. Write that letter, tell people, don't do it. There is no way that the numbers that came out were accurate. And we want to see if there's anything, real in there. So I need your help for this.
That was a recording of Larry Sharp on his on Facebook last night, regarding possible election fraud in New York, here in New York State, that he says he's going to look into. Hi, this is Michael J. Long. It's April 20th, 2019, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. So, I guess he's not 100% for sure, or none of us are at this point, whether there was possible election fraud, whether there was election fraud, how confirmed it is or whatnot. So what he wants to do is basically look into it. Him and the committee, when Larry Sharp, who you might remember of, he was running for governor of New York State last year, and apparently what he and his supporters, including myself, have found. I mean, I can't say that I've personally looked into it, but I guess from what they're what they've looked into, the Larry Sharpe campaign, was that there was over 100,000 votes that were voided here in New York State, and that this could potentially be have been the reason why Governor Andrew Cuomo got reelected, but we don't know for sure whether that was even the case or not. So he wants to, I guess we, I mean, start some kind of an investigation to look into it, and you know, I mean, at least look into the details from the voting records and stuff like that, which actually is public information. Anyone who votes and is registered to vote, you can look it up. However, from what he was saying was that he sent them the Board of Elections in various counties and in New York State letters requesting this data, and they're lawyering up or what have you. So I think if it gains a lot of traction, there are some outcomes that could come from it. If a lawsuit is filed, and let's just say that, oh yeah, it's voting fraud, right? All right. Well, one thing that could come from it is that Governor Cuomo might either resign or be forced to resign or get impeached as governor here of New York State, here in New York State. But what that means is then his lieutenant governor, Kathy Hall, would then step in, and then they would either wait until the next election to vote for the next governor, or have a special election. So that's in which case Larry can decide whether he wants to run or not in that special election. So those are two outcomes. And that I can think of off the top of my head. Then the other outcome might be that, well, I've already stated, so the outcomes that are possible might be that Governor Cuomo gets impeached, or he is forced to resign or by the courts, or however it is it works out, and one or two things might happen after that, but for sure, Kathy Hall would then step in as the lieutenant governor, as the governor, because she's already the lieutenant governor under the Cuomo administration. So one or two things. Either they would wait until the next election, the next governor election, which is in the next 4 years, or the Board of Elections can decide to have a special election while she holds her position as governor until someone's elected. Then she can either decide to run as a Democrat or run someone else. And Larry can decide whether he wants to run again in this special election or not. You know, whoever Libertarian Party has or whatever. And then, you know, it's quite possible that of that, Libertarian might get elected into the governorship at that point in the special race against whoever, a Republican, if they run anybody, which they probably will, and so on and so forth. So those are possible outcomes that could derive if this is a guaranteed fact, which I'm not saying it is at this point in time. But one thing we can certainly say is that one thing that, or at least has been brought up, is that there is over 100,000 voter rolls or votes that were either discarded, that have been discarded and or voided, which means they probably weren't counted, and it's quite possible that they could have been Larry Sharpe votes, but who knows, right? And let me just give you my opinion on the matter, because as a voter, you know, I want to make sure my vote is casted, right? I want to make sure it counts, that they counted it, you know? And I'm sure everyone who voted is going to feel the same way, or is going to want to feel the same way? How do we know whether they were, which ones were counting and which ones weren't? You know, we don't know that. So, of course, at this point, I honestly support an investigation, which I do not think is going to come from the governor, that being Andrew Cuomo, or yet alone the lieutenant, the attorney general, or the lieutenant governor. I think Larry might be onto something. And so, if you want to support him, then go for it. But this is just the tip of the iceberg at this point in time. So that's why I say possible election fraud, because I don't even know the full details or the facts in terms of whether it was election fraud, or if so, to what extent, other than that there were some votes that have been voided. So that is something to look into, especially 100,000 votes in New York State. So yeah, that's something to look into. But that's a whole, that's one of the main reasons why we should have more transparency in our election systems and stuff like that. It's another big reason why we should have campaign finance reform and election reform and stuff like that. But I also think that, you know, we need to do a better job in what we volunteer for. But this, I can say, I haven't really thought about it much. So, you know, something's up, I guess, but it's not something that I looked into. I just assume that my vote's been casted, as with others, because I voted for Larry Sharp last year. And a lot of people, I guess, were telling or saying to him, like, why is it you lost, or why is it that Cuomo won, and something's not right, and you should pursue this, and, you know, now, so maybe we'll get something out of it, maybe we won't, but knowing Larry Sharp and all of us supporters, well, you know, libertarian supporters, I'm sure there's going to be somewhat of an outcome. How extent or how great that outcome will be, only time will tell. So again, I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.